Frank Holloman is an attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center. The recent passage of the Regulatory Reform Act of 2013, says Holloman, allows a company to request an expansion of its compliance boundary to its property line. For Holloman, the new provision is another red flag and another way Duke Energy could continue to pollute at its Sutton plant site.
So this change puts the advantage to the coal ash lagoons operated by the utility to allow more lenient treatment and, in effect, to make it harder to stop their contamination of groundwater.
Aaron Culbert, a spokesperson for Duke Energy, says the company's agenda for the Sutton plant includes figuring out the best way to safely and efficiently deactivate the coal ash ponds.
There are no plans to adjust or move or expand the compliance boundary at the Sutton plant. In fact, we are making preparations today to begin the closure of those ash basins. Certainly when the plant retires later this year, there will no longer be a need after some of that initial decommissioning work occurs to have functioning ash basins into the future.
The facility will switch to natural gas by year-end, says Culbert, but promises to decommission the coal ash ponds won't stop the SELC from filing its lawsuit, says Holloman, which alleges ongoing environmental justice concerns and violations of the Clean Water Act.